Looking ahead, Pride Week, heat warnings, and tomorrow's forecast. The through line of Thursday's news is risk in multiple registers. Fire risk in foothill and desert zones, a public health surprise caught by surveillance infrastructure, and a quiet economic threat arriving via a Sacramento committee vote that Santee business owners may not yet have noticed. The Chagas disease case is notable less for immediate danger than as a reminder that public health surprises do not announce themselves. In this instance, a blood donation screening system caught something that would otherwise have been invisible. The Civic Center Redevelopment Joint Powers Authority hearing this afternoon at 1 p.m. is worth following for anyone interested in downtown San Diego's long-term trajectory. The Skyline 2 fire remains an open question. Residents in Alpine, Valley Center, Ramona, and communities further east should keep Alert San Diego notifications active through the evening. Thursday's coastal forecast calls for a high of 74 and a low of 63, with morning clouds giving way to mostly sunny skies, southwest winds at 8 miles per hour, and a UV index of 12, rated extreme. Friday looks nearly identical, high of 73, low of 64, southwest winds at 9 miles per hour, UV index again at 12. Coastal air quality remains poor for sensitive groups due to residual smoke. The extreme heat warning for inland desert communities runs through 8 p.m. Thursday. San Diego Pride 2026 officially runs July 11th through 19th, with headliners Cruella and Marina performing at a two-day festival in Balboa Park on July 18th and 19th. The Pride Parade steps off July 18th through Hillcrest from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and will be live-streamed on the CBS 8 app. Keisha Lynn Elliott leads as first-year executive director of San Diego Pride. In East County, the Santee Summer Concert Series continues July 16th at Town Center Park East with Cassie B. The Padre Dam Board of Directors meets July 15th at 9300 Finita Parkway, and Santee Swim Day is July 18th.